Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, the Prayer Warrior, tuning in live from Tennessee. Now, we are so glad you've joined us today on January 13th, 2015, on to our show. Welcome out there in Radio Land. This is the Prayer Warrior tuning in live from Tennessee, and we are so glad that you've decided to join us. And we pray that you will be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged as we bring forth word and pray for you if you need prayer. Our show lines are open tonight at 1-657-383-0029. And we pray that you will be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged. But before we get started, we definitely want to play a worship song, and then we are going to come back and have a prayer so that the show will be blessed. God bless you. And we want you to know that the battle isn't yours. The battle belongs to the Lord.
Praise to you, praise to you.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for blessing and keeping us today. We thank and praise you for this month, January, and for the prayers and the fasts that are going forth. We praise you, O God, for loving us. We praise you, O God, for strengthening and encouraging us. We pray, Father, that everyone that tunes into this show segment tonight will be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged. And, Father, that they will learn how to pray the Word of God, and that they will understand, Father, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that they will know how beautiful it is to dwell in your presence, O God, and that they will understand, Lord, that you are the Lord God who keeps us and that you're a God who never sleeps and never slumbers. Father, we pray, Lord God, that they will open up their heart so you can teach them and reveal to them how to number their days, because the days are evil and our days are odd numbered. And Father, we pray that everyone that will call in and tune in will receive strength, encouragement, and deliverance in Jesus' name.
Psalms 39 and 19. Teach me to number my days. Father, I want to come and pray and ask that you would teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. Lord, sometimes when I'm in the presence of the wicked, with those that don't know you, I've said that I will watch my ways and try and keep my tongue from sin. I've said I'll put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence. But then when I was silent and still, not even saying anything good, my anguish increased. Lord, as I watch the people, they don't even seem to know about you. And when I don't speak, my anguish increases and my heart grows hot within me. And as I meditate, I sit in silence. The fire burns. Oh, God, I'm asking for more fire. I want more fire in my bones. I want to be like the disciples on the Emmaus Road with a fire of eternity, like John the Baptist, a burning heart and a shining light. I'm asking for that, Lord. Oh, increase the fire. So I spoke with my tongue. And I said, show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. God, this is not an idle prayer. I ask for that vision of eternity. Show me how fleeting my life is and the number of my days. For you said to Moses that 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by. 1,000 years like a day that has just gone by. Or like a watch in the night. 1,000 years. You said that you sweep men away in the sleep of death. God, died in their sleep. They're like new grass in the morning. Though in the morning they spring up new, by evening it's dry and they're withered away. God, a lifetime is like a day in your presence. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing to you. Each man's life is but a breath. Lord, my life described as a breath on a cold winter's day, a breath on a cold winter's day. said man is a mere phantom, a mere phantom, as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. Lord, I know this is true. He bustles about, here and there, gathering this, gathering that. Oh, God, look at us down here. We're like a bunch of ants, running here, running there, doing this, doing that. God, again, I ask that you would teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. For all our days, they pass away under your wrath, and we finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80, if we have the strength. And yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away. God, every night, evil spirits fly away. Fly away. One day I will fly away. And I ask again, teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. And so, Lord, before you turn me back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men, I ask for the favor, your favor, to rest upon me. God, that you would establish the work of my hands. Yes. Yes, Lord. Establish the work of my hands. Teach me to number my days aright, that I may present to you a heart of wisdom.
We want the Lord to touch us, don't we? We want to be able to number our days. You know, not many people, if we were able to understand and know when our time is going to end, wouldn't we live our lives differently? I don't know about you, but I would. You know, I would be getting everything right. I'm still trying to do that now with those who may feel hurt or who I may feel may have hurt me. But, you know, I want to share with you in 2015, as you're going through this time of consecration and praying and fasting and asking God to give you strength and loving on the Lord and thanking him and honoring him and worshiping him and blessing him and admonishing him for being a holy God, that you also inquire about helping you to understand that tomorrow is not promised to any of us. And everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we feel, if we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ in our life, if we don't honor God in all that we do, I mean genuinely honor the Lord God in everything that we do, in everything that we say, in everything that we feel, in everything that we perceive, if we don't begin to include the power of the cross and what God did when he sent his son, when he came in the flesh as the Lord Jesus Christ, and how he sacrificed and hung and died and bled on that cross, if we don't begin to consider the truth of what is really going on here, my, it's scary to even think what could possibly happen. Well, if we want God to begin to show us, to number our days, to begin to understand just how frail we are as people, to begin to understand that we're only here for a season, and then to begin to hunger and thirst and wonder, why am I here? Why was I born? Lord, what purpose is it that my life has to be a blessing to someone else's life? As we begin to seek the Lord and praise him and honor him and worship him, and we begin to understand that he is the reason for every season that's going on, whether it's in the world, whether it's in the body of Christ, whatever is going on, Jesus has to be the focal point. He has to be the one that we consider, to consider our ways, to consider how we feel, to consider how we think. If you have not been considering how the Lord God thinks in your life today, and you want to make a turnaround, and you want to turn your life around, and you want to change, and you want to be strengthened, and you want to grow, and you just want to come back to the Lord, as you're praying, as you're fasting, as you're drawing closer to Him during this time, as you're developing a deeper relationship with our Father, dial 1-657-383-0029, and we'll pray with you. I don't say pray for you, because the fact that you call in and request prayer, that is a faith movement. That is a movement, a step toward the right direction. All you're doing is calling, asking someone to agree with you. All you're doing is asking someone to connect with you in the realm of the Spirit to pray with you. And it's going to be predicated based on your faith and based on your heart and based on your relationship with the Lord. I'm not a psychic. This is no magic here going on. This isn't a type of occult going on here. It is something where you are praying, you're crying out to God, you're making your requests made known, you're confessing out loud the area of need or desire that you request prayer. And what we do with all our prayer warriors, our show, our prayer partners, as we all come together and we agree with you in the spirit of love and the spirit of unity, because where there is unity, there is strength. Now, the other night we started our show segment regarding the seven touches of Jesus Christ. And we got to, we didn't finish the first touch. We got to a portion of it regarding how Jesus had a cleansing touch. He touches us to make us clean. He touches us to heal us. And then he also touched, like he touched the woman who had leprosy, or she touched him and he touched her, and she immediately, I'm getting ahead of myself. The man who had leprosy, when Jesus put forth Jesus' hand and touched this man, he was immediately cleansed of his leprosy, and he was healed. And that was in Matthew chapter 8, verses 3. Then we went to the touch dealing with the prophet Jeremiah. We went from a natural touch of healing to a supernatural touch of a gift, the gift of prophecy, the gift to go forth and speak with us, saith the Lord thy God, and to speak, and for God to put the words of God in the mouth of the prophet. Because there's so many people that are saying that they're prophets, they're apostles, and they're this and they're that, but have they received a touch from the Lord? Have they received a time? Do they spend time with God? Do they pray? Do they fast? Do they seek His face? Do they read their word? Do they have faith in their heart? Or are they just gibbering off whatever they think is going to be? When we begin to draw close to God, He will draw close to us. When we draw nigh unto Him, He will draw nigh unto us. And today we're going to get into the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. She was bleeding profusely for 12 long years. Well, we will be back in a moment. We want to play a song for you so that you understand. We want to bring in the atmosphere of worship. And this is a powerful song. I will bless the Lord. Come on, will you bless the Lord with me today? Where you are in your homes, if you're tuning in by way of Skype, the internet, even the archives, bless the Lord. Come on, begin to think about how good God has been for you. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Will you bless the Lord? Well, I will bless the Lord today. We will bless the Lord.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Hayes, with the jam. Come on. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless His name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless Him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on. Here we go. Set. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on. Sing it to Him. Sing it.
Whom the Son He has redeemed.
Come on. Set. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Rejoice and sing.
Uh-huh. You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go.
Bless the Lord at all times.
How many people
Yes, we will bless the Lord at all times. We will bless him. We will bless him. That was Byron Cage from a very older CD from Byron Cage Worship. And, you know, we want to bless the Lord at all times because his praise shall continually be in our mouths as we lift him up, as we magnify him, as we glorify the Lord. You know, Luke chapter 8, verses 43 and 45, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, and came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. In other words, it dried up. What happened here? She was cleansed. She was made whole. She was delivered. She was cured. She was purified. You know, when you're purified, it means to make clean or to remove a defect. What was her defect? Her issue of blood. She was sick and bleeding for 12 long years, but God blessed her. God delivered her. God strengthened her. God cleaned her up and turned her around. Glory to God. When you begin to glorify the Lord and you begin to praise him and you begin to magnify him and you begin to give him a closer walk, you give him a closer walk with you, he will clean you up and he will turn you around. Glory to God. This is what he did with this woman with the issue of blood. Now, he wants to do the same thing for us. In order for us to have a touch from the Lord, we've got to allow him to clean us up. We've got to allow him to purify our minds. We've got to allow him to purify our hearts. We've got to be the type of people that God can use. We've got to be the type of people that are faith walkers, the type of people that have active faith, the right now type of faith. So, Father, I pray and declare over the people of God today that they will realize that you are a great king above all gods, Psalms 95 and 3, that they will realize you are a great light, Isaiah 9 and 2, that you are the head of every man, 1 Corinthians 11 and 3, that you are a head over all things, Ephesians 1, 22, and that you are the he who shall have dominion, Numbers 24 and 19. The Lord wants you to know he loves you. He wants you to know that you are important. He wants you to begin to see yourselves, glory to God, the way God sees you. He wants you to begin to shake off the old and allow him to bring you into the new. You know, the Word of God says for any man who is a new creation in Christ Jesus, the old things in his life are passed away. All things become new. What does it mean by all things? The word means all things, your mindset, your emotions, the way you feel, the way you think, the way you perceive things. All things become new for you. Now, we have to be able to do this. Now, there are some things that we are just commanded by God that we have to change some things. I think sometimes people think of God like a genie in a bottle, and they figure if they go to church and lift a few hands of praise and sing a couple of songs, that that's going to change their life and turn things around. Well, not necessarily. Yes, he's a healer. He is able to touch us. He's able to touch and encourage our hearts and our spirit, man. But he cannot turn everything around. There are some things we have to turn around. There are some disciplines that we need to do, that we need to say, I have an issue in this area, Lord God from glory, and I confess it and I repent of that thing. If you're out there today and you know you have some things that you have need of change, you are welcome to tune in and call us at 1-657-383-0029. and the Lord will touch you. He will bless you, and he will encourage you, and he will make you whole, and he will turn your life around. Glory to God. Isn't that what you want him to do, is turn your life around, is to encourage you and to change you, is to strengthen you, is to let you know everything is going to be all right? But, you know, some of you want to be healed. You've got to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is your healer. He can heal you of every hurt. He can heal you of every pain. He can heal you as long as you turn to him. See, he can't do the miraculous unless you turn to the one who has created miracles. Turn to the Lord today. Turn to Jesus Christ today. This is what the woman at the well, the woman with the issue of blood did. She turned to her Lord. She turned to her Savior. She turned to her King. She turned to him for a situation that she had no control over. She turned to him to heal her from an illness that had her all messed up for over 12 years that even the doctors could not help her. Well, God wants to heal you today. Someone has a broken heart tonight. Will you let the Lord heal you? believe that Jesus is my healer today because he took my life and he turned it around. He changed me. He molded me. He's still yet shaping me. He's still yet positioning me. He's still yet purging me. He's still yet strengthening me. He's still yet developing the character that he desires in my life. Amen. And so, Father, we thank and praise you because you truly are the great shepherd of the sheep, Hebrews 13 and 20. You are the head of every man and woman, 1 Corinthians 11 and 3. And you are our hiding place from the wind, Isaiah 32 and 2. Father, you're high and lofty one, Isaiah 57 and 15. And you're the Holy One of God, Luke 4 and 34. Is Jesus your healer tonight? Has he healed you, or have you forgiven him? Some people, you know, walk around angry with God, angry because of the things that are going on in their life, the things that have not happened in their life. Some people are walking around angry with God. Maybe they lost a loved one. Maybe they lost a job and don't understand why. Maybe things are just so hard and so difficult right now that they're angry with God. Well, you need to forgive tonight. Even though God Almighty is the creator, you need to forgive God. Even though everything God does is just, God is true, God is righteous, he's a holy God, a holy king. But to learn how to forgive, to release that hurt, to release that pain, to release that anger, when you begin to do that in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your soul, God can come in. He can turn your life around. He can change you. He can bless you. He can heal you. He can nourish you. He can nurture you. He can begin to touch you in ways that no person can touch you. He wants to not only give you a cleansing touch, he wants to not only give you a supernatural touch of empowerment, he wants to not only heal you, but he wants to do great, great things. You know, another story in the Bible regarding the seven touches of Jesus, and we're still under the, we're now going into, I would say number two, a quieting touch. You know, here it shows Tabitha, which is Greek for Dorcas, a woman whose life was full of God's good works and charity. She died, she was a woman whose life was full of good works and charity. She died from being ill. Peter nearby arrived in the upper room. Widows were crying and displaying clothes Tabitha made, and he had them leave. Wow, so now here comes a miraculous miracle. Let's see, what did he do? He had them leave the room, and he prayed while he was alone with Tabitha. And he said, Tabitha, arise. Luke said, her eyes opened. Then Peter gave her his hand and lifted her up. And you can find this story in Acts chapter 9, verses 40 and 42. So now we have read about the cleansing touch. We've heard about the touch of empowerment, or the touch of sending a person with your prophetic call as Jeremiah. Then we've heard now about the touch of Jesus, all still in the first touches of Jesus, where he healed the issue of blood and purified and dried up the sickness, and she was clean. And not only that, but he did a cleanness where that woman was healed. The root, he went to the root of the sickness, the root in the holiness of God, to be wholly set apart for God. And now we're hearing about a woman named Tabitha, who was a good woman. She was full of good works and full of charity. What is charity? She had the love of God in her. And she became ill and she died. And when she died, the women were mourning and grieving. And then one of the disciples who became an apostle, one of them came into the room and he said, leave me alone with her. And although she was already dead in the spirit, in the flesh. He prayed for her, and she opened her eyes, and she rose up. He said, Tabitha Kumai, which means arise and live. You know, God wants us to arise today. He wants the men of God to rise up and go forth in their calling. Rise up and be the men of the household, the husbands of your families and fathers. Men, it's your time to rise up. Yes, we know God can use women, but he made the man in the image of God. He made the man first. And as you can see, all the world and the nations and the cities and the regions are craving, will the men arise? Men, rise up. We have a lot of very good men in every ethnic group and every culture, but God wants more men to rise up. I believe he wants the men to rise up. Rise up with empowerment. Rise up with strength. Rise up with anointing. Rise up with authority. Rise up with goodness. Rise up with holiness. Rise up with righteousness. Rise up with truth. Rise up with order. Oh, men of God, arise. Arise and allow your women and your wives and your children and your employees to see that you have been touched by the Lord. Oh, it's nothing like seeing a holy man of God. It's nothing like seeing men rise up to the occasion. It's nothing like seeing men praise the Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. It's nothing like seeing men weep and cry out to a holy God. It's nothing like seeing a man be an example and a role model for the young men who are coming up in generations to come. It is a blessing. I rejoice when I see the men going forth in glory. It's your time, men, to rise up. If there's a brother out there or a man out there or a child out there or a teenager or an elderly man out there and you have been wounded and you have been hurt. So many times women call in on these show segments, but the men, where are the men? Oh, dear man of God, if you've been hurt and you've been wounded and you've received a breakthrough, you have a victory to share, you have a word of encouragement for about 3 or 4 minutes that you would like to give live on the air here on Prayer Warrior for You, you are welcome to call in to 1-657-383-0029. We want the men to rise up because Jesus is touching the men. Jesus, there are a lot of young men that are tomorrow is rising up. The generations of tomorrow, they are tired of the mundane. They are hungry for the word. They are hungry for the truth. They are hungry for order. They are hungry for directives. They are hungry to see the patriarchs. I call patriarchs those that have been walking this way a long time, the elderly. They are hungry to see people who say they are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ to live it, act it, talk it, and display it, and to demonstrate it, not just speak it, not just have knowledge of it, but to have manifestations of signs following so that their lifestyle and their character depicts who they say they believe in. We dedicate this song to all you men up there, those that God has raised up and those that he is raising up. Be blessed. Thank you. We want to thank Steve Green for that selection from his The Letter CD. And, you know, God wants the men to arise to carry out God's will. We can't let just a few of the men do all the work. You know, we have wonderful apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and bishops and teachers and preachers and that are going forth and doing the best that they can do. And some are going above and beyond the call of duty to teach the word, to prepare the brethren, to heal the body, to get them in rightly godly order. But they can't do it all by themselves. And so some of you out there may have been wounded in ministry, may have been wounded and have given up. You may even be listening and tuning in right now, and you may feel, what's the use? You may feel that you can't hold on any longer. You may feel that you know, you want to feel a touch from the Lord, but you just don't know what to do. You may have felt that you made a mistake, that your mistake that you made was so horrible that God can't forgive you. I'm here to tell you, not only can he forgive you, but when you come to him humbly in heart and humbly in spirit, and you are sincere about what you have done, and you don't have to share what you did on our show, but maybe you just need someone to help press you into the realm of the Spirit, to help pray you in, to help pray where you become some more strength, where you receive more restoring, where you receive a greater level of renewal in your spirit, man. You're welcome to call in at 657-383-0029. Or you just may want to tune in by way of archive or by way of Skype and just be blessed. But Father, I pray tonight for the men. I pray right now, Father, that you will touch them and that you will let them know that you are their Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Exodus 15:26, and that you are their Jehovah Sabaoth, you're the Lord of hosts who will fight every battle for them, 1 Samuel 1:3. And Lord, that you are Jesus Christ the righteous, 1 John 2:1, and that you're able to do everything for them. And Father, that you are their Jehovah Jireh, you will provide for everything that they are lacking, and every area that they may not understand, every area that they are hungering and thirsting and craving for, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are providing and making ways out of no way. You are encouraging them. You are strengthening them. You are speaking to their heart. You are helping them to press on. You are helping them to be encouraged. Lord, we thank and we praise you, Father, because they are holding on. Lord God, we pray that you will bless these men to continue to hold on. Bless the men, Lord God. We add them to our prayer list in January. Bless the men, young and old, across the ethnic borders, across the cultural lines, across the great United States of America and internationally around the world, because men are under attack right now, Lord God. Everyone is under attack in the realm of the spirit, but the enemy is going after the head, and God made the men the head of the family. And Father, we pray that you strengthen them, Lord God. Let them know that you love them, oh God. Let them know that they are precious in your sight. Let them know that you encourage them, oh God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will touch the men, Lord God. Let them know that they are destined to be the light of the world, John 8:12. They are destined, Lord God, to be carriers of the word of God, carriers of a mandate, carriers to go to the lost, carriers to go to the sick and afflicted, carriers to set captives free, Lord God, that your word can deliver them, Lord God, because you are the great deliverer, Lord Jesus, Romans 11:26. You are faithful and true, Lord Jesus, Revelations 19:11. Father, touch the men, oh God, tonight, and bless them to arise, and bless them to hold on. Bless them to hold on and walk on. Bless them to stand up and walk upright, and bless them to honor God in all that they do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, when you receive a touch from Jesus and you begin to understand how he's really, really touching you, and he's touching your heart, and he's touching your mind, and he's giving you a closer walk with him. Oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. And I want to correct something earlier. I mentioned Tabitha, and I said Talitha Kumai. Talitha Kumai is interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And that's what happened when she arose from the dead. Glory to God. And we want you to know, we're going to continue throughout our different show segments going more on about the touches of Jesus Christ, the seven touches of Jesus. We just got into the second touch of Jesus. Now, there was a quieting touch of Jesus. It discussed that in Matthew 8:15. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Matthew 9:18-25. Let me get my word of God, because I want to read the word to you so you can hear what actually took place. In Matthew chapter 9. We will go there. And then the verses of Matthew chapter 9 was verses 18-25. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Now, I shared with you how she was, the blood was dried up, and she was cleansed, and she was healed. But Jesus said to her, it was her faith. It was her faith that made her whole. What am I saying today? Some of you desire to receive a change in life, a change in mind, a change in character, a change in your situation. It is going to be according to your faith. Some of you may be running around trying to hear prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy and wondering why none of them are coming to pass. It is according to your faith. You see, when you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you develop a walk with him and you develop a relationship with him and you take out time to worship him, time to love him, time to talk to him, time to read his word, time to pray to him, and time to honor him in how you live, and time to forgive those and to have the love of God shed in your heart, and you allow him to reside within you. You allow his spirit to live in you and to sit down in you. You know, to reside means to sit down in. When the presence of God comes inside of you and can reside, inhabit your vessel, and you listen and hear the voice of the Lord, your faith is strengthened. Your faith is renewed. And not only does that happen, but you also begin to speak what God speaks. You begin to think the way God wants you to think, and you begin to feel the way God wants you to feel. You also begin to see yourself the way the Lord Jesus sees you. You see yourself the way God sees you. And then you'll begin to look at others in a different light. Even though when they're coming up against you like a flood with other evil trickeries or things that they may be doing, a lot of the people get caught up in things because they're hurting. They've been wounded. They've been discouraged. They have been in a battle. Someone has rejected them. Someone has betrayed them. Someone has turned on them. And so now all they want to do is they have a spirit of revenge in them. And so they go after people who've done nothing to them to try to make them pay for the pain that they endured from previous years. Some people are carrying pain from years ago because of a bad marriage, because of a bad relationship, because of whatever, whatever, whatever. But when you begin to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to rest, reign, rule, and reside in you, and you begin to think about the price he paid on the cross for your sins, the price he paid on the cross for you, the price he paid on the cross for you. I'll say that again, the price he paid on the cross for you, and you begin to see that you are a child of the King, you confess the Lord as your Savior, and you begin to do what God has put you on earth to do, your faith will be strengthened. Your faith will be empowered. Your faith will be renewed. Well, I'm here to tell somebody tonight, you've got to hold on. You have to hold on. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the love of God in your heart. Hold on to your faith and don't let go. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to that thought that what God did for you on Calvary's cross. Hold on to the love that he has for you. Hold on to his grace and mercy. Hold on to life. Hold on to hope. Hold on to joy. You know, Philippians tells us what kind of mind to have. And you've got to hold on. You know, when you change the way you think and you begin to think about what God has done for you and you think about what he's brought you out from and you think about what he's kept you from and you think about how he's protected you, you've got to continue to hold on. You know, Philippians shares in chapter 4, verses, I will start with verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. In other words, you've got to hold on. You've got to meditate on the Word of God. You've got to think about the things that are true. The Word of God is true. The things that are honest, the cross, the Word of God and the cross is true and honest. The things that are just, the things that are pure. Jesus Christ is pure. His love for you is pure. His patience with you is lovely. You've got to think about virtue, virtuous living, honestly and righteously and holy. You've got to begin to think on these things. And then he also shares in here, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. But he also said to think on what you have learned. You know, think about the things you learned about the Word of God. Think about the things you learned about the presence of God. But also think about the things you received from the Spirit of God. You know, when the presence of God is in your life, when you receive His Holy Spirit and you receive His presence, He can begin to change the way you think. He can begin to encourage your spirit, man. He can encourage your heart to hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hands tonight. Someone out there at the sound of my voice, you don't feel like holding on. You think you're everything, that there's no hope, and you just want to throw in a towel and you just want to give up. Or you've decided you don't even want to be a believer or a Christian anymore. Maybe somebody out there is listening and you don't even want to live anymore. Oh, we're saying, we're declaring that the devil is a liar and a father of it. And the Lord Jesus rebuke every thought to anyone who doesn't want to be around anymore. Call us at 1-657-383-0029 and we will pray with you. But we care a lot today. Hold on, because the Lord loves you. come on, you got to hold on. You got to hold on to the Lord. You've got to hold on to him because he is your strength. He is your joy. He is your life. You know, as you hold on to the Lord, and that was with Sean Mitchell from his new CD, Unstoppable Extended Play, powerful CD. You can get that at your Christian bookstores. You want to know you've got to hold on to the Lord because as you hold on to him, only he can touch you. Only he can fix it. Only he can change it. Only he can give you what you need. A lot of times, we pray prayers, soulish prayers, prayers of our flesh. We're praying, asking God to give us what we want, what we think we should have. Well, it's about time we begin to seek the Lord about what he wants us. It's about time somebody tells us about Jesus. And that's what we're doing here at Prayer Warrior for You. You know, you want to hear about Jesus, and once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't you want to tell someone else about the Lord Jesus? Somebody is hurting out there, and someone has a right to know about Jesus Christ. Somebody has a right to know about the way of the cross. Someone has a right to know that he is able, and he is more than able to bless them. He is more than able to keep them. He is more than able to lift them up. He is more than able to give them words of encouragement and to deliver them. Somebody needs to hear about Jesus. And you know, there are a group of people that maybe you're the only one that God has ordained a certain group of people for you to have the favor for them to listen to. You know, God wants to use you today. He wants to use you to be a blessing for someone else. So as you begin to bless people with your words, bless how you talk about them, bless how you speak about them, bless how you encourage them. You know, it is time out. There's so much going on all over America and all over the world where there's such a rise up of people cursing people and speaking dread and doom and death over people's lives and cursing people. Do you want people cursing you? Do you want people speaking death over you? No, everybody wants to live, and it's time for us to be encouragers one of another. Somebody wants to hear about Jesus. Somebody needs to hear about Jesus. I promise you, somebody told me about Jesus one day, and I am so glad that they did. And we're going to bring back in memory and honor of Andre Crouch, who passed away a few days ago. He was such a patriarch in the Christian gospel music industry, and he will be genuinely, dearly missed, but he did plant a powerful seed of songs to minister to people. And we're going to come back in honor of his legacy, and we're going to play a song that he wrote called Somebody Told Me About Jesus.
To bring in liberty.
Aren't you glad somebody told you about Jesus? Aren't you glad that they stepped over and walked over to you? I know I was glad when in college a very young woman and a young man told me about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought I was already saved. I thought that I was on my way to heaven, and I was living all kinds of ways. And I, you know, had one of those confessions from my mouth, but my heart was far from the Lord. But one day Jesus touched me. One day he touched me and he turned my life around. One day he touched me and I developed a relationship with him. Not only did he touch my mind, he touched my heart, he touched my soul, he touched my spirit, he touched my will, he touched everything about me. Now, has it been easy all the way, all these years? Well, no, challenges make you grow. You know, persecution and tribulation make you grow. But I got to tell you, each time something difficult or challenging has come my way, it has caused me to become stronger and stronger and to confess the Lord more and more and to draw closer and closer to Him. Because when you begin to draw close to the Lord and you begin to confess the Lord and you begin to honor Him and you begin to love on Him and you begin to repent, I'm telling you, there is a peace, there is a blessing, there is such a joy on the inside that there are no words to describe. Somebody out there tuning in this evening, you may have not given your heart to the Lord. You may have said, well, that's okay for right now. I'm on my way to heaven, and I don't need to hear all about the Lord. I don't need to hear about being close to the Father. Well, no, everybody needs to be close to the Lord. Everybody needs to experience a relationship with the Lord. Maybe you're out there right now, and you have not confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and your King. Come on, right where you are. If you'll bow down where you are, if you're not able to bow on your knee, if you can sit, or if you're not able to sit, just stand right there and just look to heaven and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you, Father. I confess that I am a sinner. Lord, my life has not been what you have wanted my life to be. Father, I come to you and I say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. Lord, I give my life to you. Father, I confess you, Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that you died on the cross, and I believe that you rose again in power and authority. And Father, I thank you, God, for bringing Jesus Christ to the earth. And I thank you and believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that through Mary, that God was born in the flesh for a season named Jesus Christ. And Lord, I give my heart and I give my life to you. In Jesus Christ's name, Father, I confess that I am a new child of the kingdom. And Lord, whatever you have for me to do to continue my salvation walk, I will do it for you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you're sincere about praying that prayer to turn your life around, you can call 657-383-0029. We have just a few minutes remaining. Or you may write me at P.O. Box 2184, Cordova, Tennessee, 38088, and let me hear your testimony, and we will read it live on the air, or you're welcome to call in the next time and give your testimony. You know, you don't want the Lord to pass you by. Now, you have started your new walk into salvation, and there's more. Find a Bible, Spirit-filled Bible, Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled, tongue-talking church, a church that teaches all of the Word of God, and go to church and go to Bible study and go to prayer and develop a relationship with the Lord so He can strengthen you and encourage you. We're going to come to you with one of our final songs tonight. And as we continue our next show segment on the seven touches of Jesus, but we want you to feel today that you don't want the Lord to pass you by. I remember singing this song, Pass Me Not. And so be blessed by this song.
Mm-hmm. not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief.
That was a beautiful song sang by Fernando Ortega from his Hymns of Worship CD. You know, we want the Lord not to pass us by. We want him to be with us, his presence to be with us, his love to be with us, his mercy to be with us. We want him to be with us and not pass us by, don't we? You know, many people want to go to heaven. Many people say that they love the Lord and that they believe in Jesus. But as we believe in him, our life will depict it. As we believe in him, we're going to desire to get closer to him. As we believe in him, we're going to love on him and honor him and worship him and bless him. Well, we are so glad that you tuned into our show segment on tonight. And we want you to know that you are precious in the eyes of the Lord. You are precious in his sight. You are special. You are genuine. You are unique. You, as long as you have breath in your body, you have an opportunity to get closer to the Lord. Now, it's not going to always be that way. We are still in a dispensation of grace, but the next dispensation is closely approaching us, which will be the dispensation of judgment. So it is time for you to begin to turn your hearts and your minds to the Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being our Adonai Jehovah on this evening, Genesis 12 and 2 and 8. We thank you for being our all in all, Colossians 3 and 11. We thank you, Father, for being the author of our faith, Hebrews 12 and 2. We thank you, Father, for your blood. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for redemption. We thank you, Father, for healing. We thank you, Father, for strength. We thank you, Father, for endurance, Galatians 6 and 9. We thank you for faith, Mark 11, verse 22 through 24. We thank you, Father, for godliness, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. We thank you, Father, for your holiness, 1 Peter 1, 13 through 16. And we thank you, O God, from glory for boldness, Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Well, we are so glad you tuned in with us, your prayer warrior for you. I'm your host here from the state of Tennessee. And you can connect with us or email us at prayerwarrior4you@ymail.com, and send us your prayer requests, your testimonies. And we're going to share the grace of God with you on this evening. And we pray blessings over you. We pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abides with you now and forevermore in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy, we pray, shall follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Remember, the battle does not belong to you. The battle is the Lord's. No matter what is thrown at you from the adversary, no matter what comes your way, give it to God, give it to the Lord, and he will take care of it for you. I love you now. Until the next time, have a great night.
Heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. stand against our success. The battle belongs to the Lord. Raise up a standard.